I'm Vicky Merrick. The local food report's up next with Elspeth Hay. And this time, one farmer's love affair with garlic.
Carrie Richter of Peachtree Circle Farm in Falmouth is a self-proclaimed garlic fanatic.
It makes every dish better. There's nothing about garlic that I don't like.
Take, for instance, the planting schedule.
I love that you plant it in the fall, which you're not harvesting anything at the time. There's not that many markets. You have plenty of time to do it. There's no rush. You just have to do it before the ground freezes, which generally around here is January. So I do it pretty late. I get it all in at my leisure. That's wonderful. It starts growing. You can then start selling it as green garlic, which is just, it's like a scallion. You pull the whole plant and you chop it up like a scallion up into the leaves. And then you can sell the scapes.
The scapes are the twisty green stalks the plants send up to burst open into flower.
And the scapes are delicious. Pestos, grilled, pickled. There's a lot of things you can do with scapes. And then you pull the bulb.
It's time for that when the leaves start to yellow and wither.
And you can start selling it as fresh garlic. It's just full of moisture. It's creamy. It's delicious. But it is a little bit different than the garlic that you get at the store because that stuff's been cured and the fresh garlic hasn't been cured yet.
Curing involves hanging just picked garlic bulbs with their stems still attached in a shady, well-ventilated spot until the outer skins are dry and the center of the stems are hard. Then it's time to trim and clean them.
The first thing we do when we clean it is just strip that outer layer right off. And look how pristine and beautiful that is. The whole thing is just a painting. I mean, it's art. The garlic bulb is art. So you can grow it as that. And then you don't, it's not like lettuce where you pick it, you wash it, you bring it, nobody buys it, you compost it. This, the thing about garlic is you bring it back. It continues to cure. It doesn't matter. Sell it again next week.
It's a farmer's dream. At one point, Carrie says, she was so in love with garlic that she was growing about 30 different types. But now she's pared down to 20.
I've come to my senses over the years. I'm growing now my favorite ones. Most people, when they grow garlic, they grow porcelains, which are the really big, beautiful white ones. Normally, they have about 4 cloves per bulb, and those cloves are enormous. I don't grow those so much anymore because I know everybody else has them. I'll grow the smaller ones, the wilder ones. A lot of them are red. Some of them unwrap themselves as you pick them. They shift right out of their wrappers, so chefs love them for that reason.
That sounds like it would make the peeling process so much easier, which is important, not only when you want to celebrate the harvest by putting fresh garlic on everything, but also in Carrie's kitchen when it's time to make something I'd never heard of called garlic jelly.
Which is so good. On cheese in particular, but cheeseburgers. It's garlic, it's vinegar, it's sugar. You don't necessarily think of that as being 3 things that you would put together, but yes, please do it. It's good. You want it on your cheese platter. My little sister bastes the outside of her pizza crust with it before she bakes it, and it just gets all caramelly and delicious. It is so good.
Who knew? Garlic jelly. What a way to celebrate the harvest. For CAI's Local Food Report, I'm Elspeth Hay.
You think that was a lot of garlic information? You should check out her website. We've got a link to it on our website, capeandislands.org. That was Falmouth farmer Carrie Richter of Peachtree Circle Farm. This local food report was inspired by a listener suggestion, hint, hint, and was edited by me, Vicky Merrick, and produced by Atlantic Public Media in Woods Hole. Thanks for listening.